This is Jason Nemro. You're listening to Cohen Meander. I am. Some things came back because I said, you know, what does Dave Orr really do that's all that darn freaking important? And you go, God, you know what? He makes sure Julia happens. Because he's seen things in the future. And one of the things he's seen in the future is Julia. We don't know how much. He doesn't really reveal. But it's really important to make this happen. And I guess kind of the way it needs to happen. So Dave Orr not only has his weird, you know, his lack of being a good husband to Melisandre, but on some level, that might also be what's going on, is that Melisandre really needs to have a very powerful effect on Michiana, so that she'll get together with these guys. She is really amazingly fetching and a very, you know, if there's anybody who could top Melisandre for being just a wonderful person and all that, if there ever was a breeding program, you would want Michiana to be the female part of it, because you would want to try and duplicate her traits. You would want to make more of her. And so, yeah, Dave Orr sees all this and it all kind of comes together. And then we get Julia. Of course, we find out, you know, later on in the God Said book, it's already written. Julia is a horrible person for much of it. And she has to go through several circumstances. And I think Michiana, who we only get to really see later on, she really is gunning for Julia to be the person that is needed. And that really does happen later on. But for this part, you know, she's actually born really, really close to the end. And then Lanolik grabs her. Dave Orr and Weflin end up being part of spiriting Julia away. And of course, Lanolik, Lilk, and Weflin are not friends at all. They are big competitors and they don't like each other. I don't know if they, you know, in the third book, I don't think they ever really reconcile. They just start, you know, they both end up being supporters of Julia. Weflin, in his Kiyome persona, the Emperor, he is wanting to install Julia to replace him. And, of course, the first part of the book, you're just totally convinced that that would be the worst thing to do. That things wouldn't improve, things wouldn't get better. It doesn't matter. Okay. Okay, because we're talking about the second, we're talking about prophecy. This is Davor in prophecy, so he's doing really good. Well, you know, and this recording is also going to be about traveling a lot. Or no, not traveling. I finally worked out how to make it so I'm not just catatonic on a Wednesday. I don't try to travel all the way back to Tucumcari after my my temple trips. I go to Oasis State Park, which is just between the Air Force Base and Portales. At some point, I've got to be able to get good at being able to sleep in a little bit on that day. Of course, I'm never good at sleeping in, period. But at least to be able to sit there and relax and not feel like I have to just rush to get things. And get plenty of sleep. Last night, I didn't get to sleep till 11, and Lisa woke me up at 5:30. Because I forgot to turn off the alarm on my cell phone, and she was killing herself trying to turn it off, and it just buzzes. But you know, that buzzing will get to you after a while. So there is that. I usually am up before then, but in this particular case, Lisa kind of woke me up. So, anyway. Yeah, I've got all that worked out. I've got my annual camping pass is here in my... It got mailed to me. So, it'll be waiting at home for me. I'm solving a few other things. I decided to go ahead and buy a couple of more pairs of pants, like the green set I have, although these I think are khaki. And I'm gonna, you know, and they're carpenter pants. You know, they've got the pockets on the sides, which are really good for me to carry my phone and my Altoids can that holds the things that would normally go into a wallet, they go into the Altoids can. And works really good. Quite happy with the whole situation. I tried this thing. the cashier at Allsup's saw me fiddling around with my Altoids can to get the cards out of it. And she said, oh, you know what? You could get one of these. And she showed it to me, and it was a thing that holds your, that you can buy gum in this hard plastic container. I don't know why gum needs to be that protected, but it's an awful lot of gum. I've still got the thing and the gum that came in it. I've been slowly chewing the gum. I'm not much of a gum chewer. And anyway, so she said, well, that would probably be a really good place to put all those cards and stuff like that. And so I tried it, and I bought it and tried it out for, I don't know how many days I tried it out for, several. It's a whole lot bigger, you know. I don't think it's all that great, honestly. So, I'm back to the old Altoids can. and I've got two more pairs of pants that work well with this situation. It should last me quite a while. This green pair of pants has lasted me pretty good. I don't know what happened to my other pair of pants that I had. Someday I'll trip across them and go, oh, look, there's those. This one's made out of almost parachute fabric. It's getting a little thin, so I think this will be a new like work pants. You know, it often ends up being painting pants, or if I'm going to get really dirty, I've used different pants because I want these other pants to last a while. So, these things will go down to being those pants, and I've got now three pairs of pants for other things. I can probably now start throwing away some of the really, really worn out, big holes in the crotch pants that I used to have and use a lot for, you know, like painting jobs and stuff like that. Anyway, so. Just on the Tucumcari Mountain is right in front of me, so I'm about 15 miles from town, according to this wonderful sign. And that's all I got to say. And I don't think I even stopped the recording very often. I just did right there, just to show that I had done it. And anyway, so there we go. That's all I got for this particular recording. A little bit more about Dave Orr and about my sleeping situation after the temple. The nice thing is that I can also use my annual camping pass. They said, oh, no, that includes day use, too. And you go, oh, okay. So I don't like hanging out around the base. It just makes me nervous. So when there's really dead times, but I need to be close by in case something needs to happen, I go and I park out at the state park. And there it is. State park was something that I had gotten into 20 years ago when I worked for New Mexico State University. Almost all of the offices that I serviced for the Cooperative Extension Service, a lot of them had state parks nearby, and even though I had the state per diem, so I could go and stay at a really cheap, crappy motel if I wanted to. I preferred camping out, so it was a lot cheaper. And they had showers. That was the greatest thing. Those guys decided to put showers in, and that's what made it work. Although I probably could have come up with something else. It's really nice to have a hot shower in the wintertime. In northern New Mexico, I covered a good chunk of northern New Mexico. And, it was a nice thing, I tell you. So, anyway, that's all I really have to say.